Message number 570. Christianity is being attacked for one main reason. Wednesday, October 3, 2012 at 01:30 p.m. I am your beloved mystical spouse, the Son of Man born of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. My dearly beloved daughter, every horror I witnessed in the Garden of Gethsemane when I was taunted by the evil one is unfolding in the world now right before my eyes. People everywhere have lost their faith. They wander in a sea of confusion and in a state of apostasy not witnessed in the world on such a large scale before. Love for one another has died. Respect of others' needs is no longer deemed to be an admirable trait. Greed, lust, and envy control the minds of many in the world today. Cold in their hearts, they no longer value life itself and think nothing of murder. It is taken for granted. Christianity is being attacked for one main reason. It is to allow the laws which condone sin to be introduced with these into your countries. The obsession with false religions and false idols is rampant. My church is collapsing and my sacred servants are not for the most part emphasizing the danger of sin and the truth of eternal life. Hatred, war, greed, lust, envy, and self-love are all bound up in one false state, a state which bears no resemblance to the truth of my teachings. I knew then in the Garden of Gethsemane that my death on the cross would not be seen for what it was by this generation today. This was the pain which tore through my heart like a sword. The sacrifice I made for man to redeem him in the eyes of my Father is not recognized today. How much they have forgotten. How much they have not been told. All of this has to do with the sins of tolerance presented to the world as a good thing. The wars and hatred spread like a virus as they are planned by the evil one. The pain of my followers will unite with my pain to witness the obscenities which will be spewed out by those leaders of government who follow the lies embedded in their souls by Satan. Satan and his demons are very powerful. Never believe for one minute that it is easy to loosen the grip they have on a person who has allowed them to infiltrate their souls. They will not give up easily and will prevent souls who want to turn to me their Jesus for help by rendering them helpless. These souls will find it torturous to pray. The words "1T" come out of their mouths. They will feel a total aversion to thoughts of me. Try as they may, it will be an arduous task. To those who say that they are good people who do no harm to others but who do not accept me Jesus in their lives, know this. You are not a follower of Christ. If you do not come to me, you cannot be accepted into my Father's kingdom. To enter my Father's kingdom requires preparation. Satan can move so quickly to distract souls that many are taken unawares. These times of great unrest in the world and lack of awareness of my Father God, the Creator of all things, can only result in one thing. Catastrophe. Chastisements will be poured out over the world in order to save humanity, to purify humanity. If people refuse to listen, they will not hear the truth. The truth will save not only their lives on earth but will give them eternal life. Failure to accept the truth results in death both of the body and the soul. The time has come for humanity to make a choice. I cannot force them to follow me. For all the gifts, the graces, and the miracles which will be given to them, they will still turn their backs. For all my great mercy, some will still choose death over life. Your Jesus.